House Bill 1200, an act to revise certain provisions permitting certain decisions of a planning commission to be overruled by other public bodies.
House Bill 1200, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hanks.
Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you. House Bill 1220 comes to this House as a result of a lawsuit in Rapid City. Now, some folks are probably going to get up and make the argument that this is a local issue because it happened in Rapid City. Well, I'm going to tell you it is a local issue, but not because it happened in Rapid City, because it's going to impact any one of us that has a municipality within their district that has planning and zoning regulations. That's what makes it a local issue. This bill came out of committee, and I'm going to tell you, it was a close vote. I argued adamantly for it. The Municipal League supported it. And what happened was, is we have a state statute, 11621, which quite honestly, if you read it, you won't understand it. I didn't. I've taken it to a half a dozen attorneys, and I'm going to tell you, they had a heck of a time just understanding exactly what it meant. But as a result of the lawsuit, in essence, what happened is case law established that anybody that has bonding authority within that municipality has the right to overturn your local planning and zoning commission. What that means is not only can the county and the state overturn your local planning commission, a road district, a sanitary district has the right to overturn the local decisions. Now, I'm going to tell you, there's some people that might disagree with that analysis, but most of the attorneys, including some testimony we took at committee by an attorney, said exactly that. So it's a question of whether or not we want to continue and have a unchecked ability by counties, by road districts, by sanitary districts to override your local planning commissions. That's what this bill is about. Not about what happened in Rapid City. I would urge your support. What the amendment does, and the other thing, if you didn't notice, this was basically hog-housed. And the reason is the original version of this struck the entire statute. After reviewing that, it was obvious that there needs to be some mechanism that can help resolve the issue between two political subdivisions. And what this does is it says that if the two political subdivisions can't come to terms, sit down at a table, work this out, that it will be forwarded to the circuit courts, and the courts will use case law to determine. Now, some folks might stand up and say, well, you know what, all you're going to do is encourage court cases. And they'll also stand up, and what they're going to claim is the fact that by passing this, you're going to discourage the two parties that have a differing opinion of what's important to sit down and negotiate this. Well, I ask you to read this because that's not exactly what it will do. Without this, you will have a political subdivision that will have no incentive whatsoever to sit down and talk to your local planning commission because they have an unchecked advantage. They will have the ability with not only a simple majority, or actually a two-thirds majority vote, but if you actually read Statute 11621, it also even talks about the official. So you could have your local planning commission overturned by one person. I would encourage you to vote for this. This is good local control. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further remarks on House Bill 1200? Representative Hargens.
I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question, please, sir.
If this went to a circuit court and the judge overturned that, wouldn't that not be one person overturning it?
Representative Hanks, do you wish to answer the question, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I certainly will. This did actually end up in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, and Representative Hargan, thank you for the question, because it actually goes back to the reason the amendment is here, that talks about case law. The Supreme Court overruled this and basically applied a reasonability test that was established in Lincoln County versus Johnson, which is basically the balancing of two entities, political subdivisions, and it's a balancing act, and that's what was established in case law, and that's exactly what is proposed here. If it goes to circuit court, they will use that balancing act because it's already established in case law. Representative Hargan, I hope I answered your question.
Representative Hargan, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, members of the body, it seems like a few times every session we have to get bills like this where a local issue spills forward here on the House of the Legislature, or on the floor of the Legislature, and we're asked to solve local problems. And sometimes we need to step in, but I certainly don't believe this is the place to do it. So I would urge you to vote no on House Bill 1200. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, Representative Hargens is exactly right. This is a local issue. And I would urge you also to vote no on this bill. First of all, Representative Hanks is working very hard to make this work and his other issues, and I appreciate the fact that he's energetic and working on them and trying to solve problems that they've had in Rapid City. And I have the greatest respect for him doing that, but I think this is a bad bill. First of all, you have to understand a little bit of the history in this, and it is a problem of local control and two governing bodies that can't get along. This building that we're talking about that started this whole thing was a Catholic grade school. And when they went out of the business, the county bought that building, remodeled it, and turned it into a juvenile detention facility. It was in a neighborhood, not far from the high school, but it was up in a residential neighborhood. For a short time, they were out of the building after they built the new facility, but they still owned it. There came a time when we needed a work release facility in our county, and they determined that they were going to use that building again for a work release. Now remember, these are people that are not violent criminals or anything like that. They're probably drunk drivers, people that can get out every day and work and then come back at night. Well, the mayor at that time decided that he wasn't going to allow it in the neighborhood. And pretty soon, the City Planning Commission said no. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, that City Planning Commission is appointed by the mayor. And do you know also that the city council then can overrule that decision? But they didn't. We talk about local control, and there sits the city in the county in the middle of the city with a building and a need for the citizens to come in and use that building, and the mayor and some of his people have said, no, can't use it. Well, if they built outside the city, they would have the expense of building a building outside the city. Then they'd have the expense of transporting work release prisoners to and from outside the city. But the mayor didn't mind, as long as he was able to tell the county no. Well, the county overruled him. They said, it's our building, and we're going to go in there and use it. And the court eventually found that's the way it was going to be settled. When we talk about local control, the county is local. The citizens of the community are citizens of the county also, and that ought to be considered, I think. The other thing my esteemed colleague talks about is settling this with case law. Ladies and gentlemen, law should be made in the legislature. Case law is made by courts. That's not a good idea. Under this bill, the courts can give weight to any subject they desire if they just call it reasonable. That's more than checks and balances. In my opinion, that's the ability to superimpose the judicial branch over local governments, and they do it without sufficient standards. I ask you to leave this law as it is right now. It's worked for years. We've had one use of it in at least the 20 years that it's been out there, and that certainly doesn't indicate that it's a big problem. Finally, this came out of committee 7-6, and I think that's a good indication that there wasn't that much strength in the committee for it. And I would ask you to vote no on this and let us get on about our business. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Further remarks. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I, too, rise in opposition to this bill, and to answer Representative Hargan's question that he had asked about the decision of the circuit court, yes, It is one person that would make that decision. You heard in testimony that this has only been used once. Ladies and gentlemen, if it's only been used once, it's working. In going to court and taking decisions to the court, you're taking away the decision of your local officials and placing it in the hands of the court. We want the answer at our local level to these questions. These days, the court dockets are so full. I have a feeling, in listening to testimony on this in committee and here on the floor, we are going to have a lot of these cases flooding our courts, taking advantage of this. I think we should leave it in the local level, keep it out of the courts. I therefore ask you to defeat the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative McCoy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. Well, if you look up at the board or on the top of the bill, you will see that my name is on there. This has been severely, you'll also look and see if you looked at the engrossed bill, that has been severely hoghoused by Representative Hanks. I want to maintain that this is a local issue. This is a constituent issue. This is how I got involved in it. Constituents came to me. They didn't like what the county was doing to the city or in their part of the city. There's a lot of checks and balances in this bill. There's the Planning Commission, there's the City Council, there's a Circuit Court judge. And I maintain that if any of us in this room, it would not have to be Rapid City, it could be any of your towns, any of your constituents could have this issue and be forced to live next to something that they don't want to live next to, in this case, a work release, because of this. So I maintain that this bill needs to be passed for your constituents, which is very much so the very local issue. Thank you very much, and I ask for your support of this House Bill 1200.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Howey, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to this bill, and I just will make some brief comments. I want you to understand as a body that this current law is well understood by the city, it's well understood by the county, and a court also understood it very well. This is an issue that allows, or a law that allows for due process, and the bill that's being presented here is an example of bad legislation that would circumvent a system that has worked for years, and the very case that we're talking about in Rapid City is a demonstration that it is alive and working very well. So I hope you will rise in opposition, vote to defeat this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Hanks speaks a second time? Hearing none, Representative Hanks.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I'm going to have to disagree with my colleague, Representative Howey. Quite honestly, you ask any attorney, whether it's a city, whether it's a state attorney, whether it's a county attorney, they all have a differing opinion. How can they all understand it when every attorney you ask has a differing opinion? I go back to the question, and some of our folks from the House here have suggested that this is a Rapid City issue and that we shouldn't address this on the state level. Well, let me present it to you this way. We can deal with it now, or when this same state statute is used against your municipalities because of the case that came out of Rapid City, you'll understand why I am such an adamant supporter of changing this. This basically allows anybody, and we're not talking about county versus city. That is not the issue here. Some people might think that, but that it isn't. It's anybody that has bonding authority. So we're talking about a road district, a sanitary district, and literally, yes, even state agencies that would have the ability to come in and override local planning commissions. I would ask for your support. I think we need to fix it, and we need to fix it now. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Hanks. Further remarks on House Bill 1200. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1200. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1200.
Haley votes no. All members present have voted.
Thank you. Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 10, nays 54.
House Bill 1200, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost.